Day 6, Friday, October 28, Genesis 6. Genesis 6 1-22 NKJV. Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Indeed, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing of all flesh you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you, they shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. Thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him. So he did. Daily Deep Dive, Chapter 6, Verses 1-4, has been a difficult set of scriptures that has puzzled many and produced some weird ideas that are false. But what is it saying? The first question we have to explore is who are the sons of God of verse 2. Due to the fact that sons of God can refer to angels, Job 1:6, 2-1, 38-7, many have proposed that fallen angels came down and bred with mankind's women. This is false. Why? Angels are spirit beings, not flesh, and would go against the principle found in Genesis 1 that by God's design his creation produces according to its kind. There is no scriptures about angels reproducing and we know they don't marry. Notice what Jesus Christ himself told us in Luke 20:34-36, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. What else could it mean? Let's start by seeing who else are called sons of God in the Bible. Matt 5-9 Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Rom 8:14 For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Gal 3:26 For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. From these scriptures we find that those who are true followers of God, those who are obedient, have faith, like even Abraham did Gal 3:6-9, and who God is working with, these are referred to in scripture as sons of God. Does this fit the context? Remember at the end of chapter 4 that it tells us that men began to be called by the name of God. The story then shifts in chapter 5 to giving us the descendants from Adam to Noah, but then rejoins the story from the end of chapter 4. For a moment, let's pretend that the descendant chapter was removed. We would flow right from finding out that righteous people began be known as God's people right into the fact that women were being born and that these sons of God took daughters from mankind. To me, the clear understanding is that God's righteous people, from the line of Seth, began to intermarry with those who did not follow God, descendants of Cain, and over time resulted in mankind completely losing their way, except for one man, Noah. Before we talk about giants, it's important to know that the Bible translates seven different groups as giants. Here is what Adam Clark's commentary states. It may be necessary to remark here that our translators have rendered seven different Hebrew words by the one term giants, viz., Nephilim, Gibberim, Anakim, Rephaim, Emim, and Zamzamim, by which appellatives are probably meant in general persons of great knowledge, piety, courage, wickedness, etc., and not men of enormous stature, as is generally conjectured. In verse 4, the word for giant is Nephilim or Hebrew, Nephil. Were they giants? Yes. In number 1333 we read this about the Nephilim. There we saw the giants, Nephil, the descendants of Anak came from the giants Nephil, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. I like how the easy to read version, ERV, puts verse 1 through 4. The number of people on earth continued to increase. When these people had daughters, the sons of God saw how beautiful they were. So they chose the women they wanted. They married them, and the women had their children. Then the Lord said, "People are only human. I will not let my spirit be troubled by them forever. I will let them live only 120 years. During this time and also later, the Nephilim people lived in the land. They have been famous as powerful soldiers since ancient times. My conclusion is that there is no reason to read something bizarre into this passage. How sad that mankind rejected their great creator and brought him to the point he was so sad and sorry that he was going to simply destroy it all. Thankfully, there was a man who found God's favor and grace.